We are reminded by St. Ignatius of Antioch, a very just an unbelievable martyr against the Roman Empire, who was martyred in about the early 2nd century, kind of the first or second generation after Jesus Christ. And so he was a man that gave his life for Jesus. A couple others this morning. We love this, what Jesus said, just the relationship that he showed with this Pharisee. That after Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. And he did. Jesus took that. He always opened the door to people that wanted to meet him and talk to him and be in their family. And here he was quickly saying, as the Pharisees was thinking in his mind, you know, why are you not washing your hands like you should? And Jesus was teaching, well, there's something more important than stuff, material stuff, right? Or their law or their ways to clean before they eat. And Jesus was talking about the spiritual world of what Jesus has purified us. And lastly, I had a wonderful evening last night. I actually was invited with a young family in the evangelical church. Just a wonderful family, and it was really cool to be reminded again how of our brothers and sisters are so close with us because we follow Jesus. You know, sometimes we can forget that there's a lot of good, faithful people in our community and around our country and the world. And if you think about what St. Paul wrote, brothers and sisters, I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. For in it revealed the righteousness of God from faith to faith. As it is written, the one who is righteous by faith will live. And it was amazing just to talk, you know, and they were asking me questions of, why do you wear clerics? You know, why? How does it work as a priest? Where do you learn? And I kind of just observed them. I mean, it was amazing. In one quick evening, they were teaching their children about faith, about mercy, forgiveness. One of the little ones, a six-year-old, had a little tiny book trying to memorize the chapters and the books in the Bible. It was really, really cool to see. And also for us to continue to learn in some churches that could really help us growing in welcoming people at the doors, to teaching children about the memorization of the scriptures, the ways to grow in just opportunities with events and to help our families. So it was a very good dinner last night on both sides, beautiful. So again, three kind of different things today about our saint, the martyr, St. Ignatius of Antioch. Kind of how God teaches us beyond just material things or just our stuff or outside, but inside. And then those opportunities to grow with just relationships. Number one, to Jesus, our family and friends, and other places, to continue to learn what their lives are, so we can draw up just kind of our time and grow with each other to really grow closer to God himself.